So we've got Mindy Kaling on the phone right now, probably driving around in L.A. right now, just hanging out, and she's on the show with Kid Craddock in the morning. Hi, Mindy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I like the picture of me driving around, headed to my Pilates class or whatever.
With your drop top.
In L.A.
Aren't you usually driving around with that other guy from the office that's like your best friend?
We're just cruising. We're cruising on the Sunset Strip, the two of us.
Because I follow you.
No, that sounds fun. I wish we did that more. That'd be fun.
I follow you two on Twitter all the time, and you guys are just hysterical. It's like you guys need to be married to each other.
Well, is it hysterical? I feel like every time I go on Twitter, he's always just like picking on me. Leave me alone.
He is picking on you, and it's great. But you know what? There's no show called Project for him, is there?
You are right, and I'm going to tell him that next time I see him. You're right.
So you're the executive producer of this and the director of this and the writer and the star.
And
by the way, big ups for your writing on The Office. You're terrific, amazing. But did you have to like really reflect on who you were going to be? Why OBGYN?
Well, my mom was an OBGYN, and I just thought the world was really fun. Like I wanted to act with a lot. You know, most of the cast in The Office was guys, and I really like wanted to spend a little bit more time with women. And it's one of the only kind of doctors you can be where there's really funny stuff, but you could also do like moving things as well. Like, so I just thought it was a fun world.
You don't think
it would
have been just as fun to play off your dad and be an architect?
Well, my dad asked that very question. The thing is, that's such a solitary type of job. There wouldn't be anyone else in the cast, I feel like. But that's a very, that is a cool job.
Hey,
maybe
there's
still the architect characters on the
show.
Yeah,
it's just Mindy and a drawing board for 30 minutes.
Mike Brady was an architect, and he was hilarious.
Yeah, look at him.
Especially when he lost the plans in Hawaii.
Mike Brady was an architect?
Yes,
you're right. That is such a good call. Wow, nice memory.
Don't you remember he lost the plans when they were going to the Grand Canyon?
You're way too into that.
That is so funny. That you're totally right. Wow. I can't believe. He must have been making skyscrapers. How would you afford that house with the children?
Well, we were talking the other day. I don't know what it is about the profession of OBGYN, but when like guys go to Vegas and they're like coming up with these fake professions of themselves, 9 times out of 10 they'll lie and say they're OBGYNs.
You know, that totally makes sense to me because I think that the guys in the show, they like, there's something about it where like, that, I think, makes them seem, like, really mature. Like, if you can handle that and you're into that, that it's very appealing to women.
That's not why, Mindy. That's not why. We say we're OBGYN so that we can lure them out to our mobile breast exam unit in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. I had not considered that.
I was going to say, I think it'd be really awkward if I had a crush on my OBGYN. Yeah. I don't think I could go back.
That'd be kind of weird. did any of your friends back in high school go to your mom?
No, they didn't. I don't know why, actually. But, yeah, maybe because it was just super awkward. Although, when we were in high school, I don't think we went to OBGYNs. I think, basically, we were like, we waited until we were college, I think.
So your mom didn't come home from work with a lot of stories?
No.
Okay.
Fortunately or unfortunately, no.
Okay.
We did not.
Obviously, you picked the perfect profession for your character because we are obsessed with OBGYN talk.
One thing I really like about the Mindy Project, Mindy Kaling, is I love how you take very, very small ideas, you know, that could happen to anybody and blow them up into great comedy. Like the episode where people were trying to find out who stole the People magazines from the waiting room.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, that's kind of, I think that's a pretty relatable, small little story, an annoying little thing. But thanks.
What I mean is that I just, you know, and to me this was a bit of a, and I hope it's not an episode you wrote, but it's a bit of a jump the shark moment for some shows like The Office when something happens that is just beyond, you know, you have to stretch your ability to believe. And your show never does that, and I love that about it.
I see, right, because I remember, like, on The Office at the beginning, we wanted to do really, like, little relatable stories, and then sometimes they're too little, and when you watch TV, you're like, come on, I'm watching TV. Like, show me something interesting.
Yeah,
but then sometimes, like, on The Office, the best stories are the ones where, like, when they're all, like, messing around because the boss is gone. You know,
love
like,
it.
Those are really fun, and people watching it were like, I've had the annoying boss, and that annoying thing has happened to me.
I personally love little stories because it allows the character definition of the characters to come out. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. It gives you a chance to show who the character is.
Ooh, look at you. I love this. You're talking about, like, that's such a great opinion. I love that. I have exactly that same viewpoint on TV. I like little observations. You like that show, Louie? He does that a lot, I feel like.
You can actually use that as an excuse for bad writing, too. You can say, no, I didn't need to write anything for this. We're just doing tiny little stories.
You're right. You can just be super lazy and just phone in storylines based on nothing.
I was looking a little bit at your, they gave us, you know, some of your background, and a long, long time ago, we had John Edward, the psychic, on our show. Yeah. Every time we turned around, kid was never really a believer, but you worked with him as a production assistant on his show, Crossing Over. Are you a believer?
I mean, not really. The thing is, when I worked on the show, I was like 21, and I was, you know, broke, and it was a pretty good job. The thing is like, he was such a nice guy that I feel a little, like, ungrateful because he gave me, like, health insurance for, you know, a couple months when I was working there, being like, no, he was a scam artist, when you're like, oh, awesome, I can pay my rent this month.
Okay, so what...
So I don't know if I really believed it, but, like, you know, I thought he was a nice guy, which is kind of good enough for me.
So what I've learned from that, Mindy, is he's a scam artist, but you don't want to say so because he gave you benefits.
Well, listen, you know, he wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't want to be
crazy.
As well-raised as I can be about that.
It could have been a lot worse. He could have walked up to you, Mindy, at 21 and said, I predict we will have sex.
You're absolutely right. They could have been much more of a sketchball.
Tell me about the new movie you got coming out this summer.
With Seth Rogen.
This movie with Seth Rogen, I play myself in this really funny movie called The End of the World that he wrote and directed and starred in. And it's awesome. It's like it's him and James Franco and Jonah Hill, and we're all at a party at James Franco's house. We're playing ourselves, and then the apocalypse starts.
Oh, wow.
Mindy, I saw a preview for this movie before Django Unchained on Christmas Day, and this just looks hilarious. Everyone in the theater was cracking up. And Kenny Powers is in it, too, right?
Oh, my God. Danny McBride's like my favorite actor. I love that guy. He's so funny. And, yeah, Kenny Powers is in it from the great show Eastbound and Down. Craig Robinson is in it. It's just, like, such a funny cast. Kevin Hart is in it. It's really violent and really funny. It's kind of exactly what you would expect. But what's great about that movie is they make fun of each other so much. Like, it's so great.
It's almost like a roast, isn't it? Because it's all really you guys.
It's all us. I don't even know how unscathed. I haven't even seen it yet. But it's really, like, if you saw the preview, Danny McBride is just going after James Franco. And I think it's great that he's enough sense of humor about himself that he would let, you know, that they let each other do that.
That's awesome.
You know, I think it's going to be really funny.
You know what? Your show is like the best kept secret on Fox. It comes on after New Girl, and people need to stick around and watch it because you will get hooked, as I have. It's called The Mindy Project, Tuesday nights on Fox right after New Girl. Mindy Kaling, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.